Hello guys, welcome back to another episode on love and orgasms. Today I'm very happy, very relaxed. I'm just excited to be on here again. Initially I started falling into depression. I had no idea what it was, and today I wanted to discuss something a bit more. I didn't even know depression was a thing. I think I thought it was just like a mental health, like an illness that crazy people went through. I had no education on it. Like I said in the other episode, serious of course, but something in relation to what I had up last time, and it's in regards to anxiety. So I'm just gonna talk a little bit about how I figured out I had anxiety, how I realized my triggers, and how I've been working on them for the last few years up to where I'm at right now. I wasn't very exposed to this information. I noticed I was very withdrawn. I didn't want to be around people. I didn't want to do anything. I ended up quitting school for a while. I quit work. I stopped talking to my friends. I stopped hanging out with my family. I literally just stay in my room and cry all day. I knew where my sadness was coming from, but I couldn't really pinpoint like why I was so sad. Like it was beyond a sadness. You know, there's sadness where upoteze blunt, and then you get really sad, really, really sad, and it was your last joint. Stoners get what I mean. And then there's this sadness, it's like there's a hole in your chest, and it's so much pressure to everywhere in your body, and your head hurts, your body is exhausted. It's just, it's different. It's a kind of sadness that when you feel it, you'll never forget. You'll know, oh my god, that fucking big imaginary monster is coming back to eat my heart out. And it's crazy. So I went through this for a while, and the friends I had at that time in my life, some of them knew what I was going through, but I guess they just assumed it was, you know, I was just sad and off and I needed time. Because I also didn't know what I was going through, so how was I gonna explain to someone else that this is what I was going through and this is what I was feeling? So it's like I had no explanation really for what was going on. My friends tried to get me back into work, tried to hang out with me more, you know, just to observe and see where I was at. But it didn't help because I ended up quitting and I ended up like distancing myself from them. At home, it was very crazy because, you know, African parents, oh, you're rude, you don't want to talk to people, ukona madharau. So it became like, it's like everyone who didn't understand what I was going through was against me. I feel like guys were fighting me. Guys didn't know what I was going through. They didn't understand it. They just assumed I was being closed off na nilikuwa ati because my life was changing, so I was just trying to stay away from everyone. So in the darkness, you can't see anything. You can't feel anything else except this. It's like there's a huge brick on your chest that's holding you down. And at the same time, you need to breathe. You need to think. You need to move. But you can't. So I cry every day. Every single day. Sometimes it was so painful and nitpicking and thinking about how different the situation could have gone, or what you would have done to change it, or what, you know, just overthinking. So your mind becomes clogged with all these thoughts that have no answers or definite, you know, solutions, and all these problems and all these things you've been thinking about and going through. And that wasn't the case. I literally could not control where my mind went or how far it wandered off into, you know, the abyss that is that is sadness. I don't know how to explain it, but I'd liken it to being in a dark room, where there's limited air, but you have a lifetime to think about situations. Because you think of something and you think about it again and you think about it, the whole I felt in my chest that I'd go under my bed and I'd hold my chest and I'd just cry and ask God, why me? Why do I deserve this? I'm obedient, I'm kind, I'm loving, I'm helpful, I'm nice to everyone. But why am I going through this and I don't even know how to get out of it? This was about 3 to 4 months into it. Still, nobody knew what I was going through. So I was suffering alone and I was trying to help myself get better. But I didn't even know where to start. I just thought, you know, one day it's gonna go away, so I'll just wait it out. But it became crazier when, you know, so I'd quit school, I'd quit work. So now I was running low on money and my education was stalling. I quit my blog. For those who, you know, who are coming here from the blog, you know, I had the other blog before. So I quit it because I wasn't unable to be creative anymore. I couldn't write. I couldn't work. I just wanted to sleep all day, cry all day, and do my own thing, you know? So I was very much unable to open up. I don't remember speaking to anyone about it because the more I tried, the more I lost people. Nobody got me or what I was feeling because I'm just gonna assume none of us had proper education on depression because it's not something we talk about. It's not something we like to delve into, especially mental health issues. So I don't know, it's like everyone around me, I just felt like everyone around me was against me. And so this went on for almost a year, and then I decided that I needed to get my life back. Remember, this whole time people still didn't know what was happening, except maybe family, and I wasn't getting much help from my family. You know, everyone just assumed, oh, Nizile vitu watu who go through, she's gonna get through it, I guess. I don't know. So being alone this whole time taught me so many valuable lessons. Like, it taught me that at the end of the day, I'm by myself and I always have to have my own back. Nobody else is gonna care for me as much as I care for myself. So it didn't matter how kind I was to everyone else or how nice I was or how willing to help I always was. It boils down to me choosing myself, loving myself, and actively working towards, you know, getting better. So this is where I decided I was gonna start researching on the ways to get better and to heal myself. And so I started talking to, you know, reaching out to people who I felt like could help me. And I started doing a lot of research. So that's when I found out, you know, you see the symptoms and everything. You have to be clinically diagnosed, I guess. I could match, like, from people's experiences and stories and what I was reading online, and I could tell this is where I was at. And so that's when I actively decided to start working on myself. There's a year after that that's a daze to me. I mean, I remember what happened, but I was just, I don't want to use the word reckless, but I think it was, you know, the end of the tunnel before, just right before the light. It was where I was trying to figure out who I was, what I was doing, what I liked, what I enjoyed doing. So I was just, you know, a free spirit, being everywhere and doing everything I liked and hanging out with the people I felt, you know, loved me and everything. I needed to make money because I was running out. I needed to get my shit back together. I needed to go back to school. I just needed to get stuff done. So it had been a difficult 2017 for me. I think I was numb in 2018, but in 2019, I decided that I just actively needed to get my life back together. So I did that by, I started by going back to school. And this was very difficult because, you know, guys hadn't seen me for a long time. I had already realized that people don't really care. They just want to know. They just want to know what's going on so that they have something to talk about. So I decided I was going to mind my business and just, you know, do what I needed to do and get the fuck out. So that was the beginning. I ended up graduating. At that time, I was seeing someone. And, you know, for a while, I was happy, but that ended. And I think the moment that situation ended is when I realized who the fuck I was. You know, you see yourself as worthless, as not being enough. You keep questioning, why are these things happening to me? Is it because I'm, you know, any less? I realized that so many people out there who didn't even know me, who had never even met me, had so much more faith in me than I ever had in myself. And I actively started hanging around friends. This is now in 2019. I started hanging around friends who encouraged me. I dropped everyone and everything that was not building me in any way because I needed the emotional support. I needed friends. My love language is, my predominant one is words of affirmation. So I love getting reassurance, just, you know, to feel like I'm going in the right direction. So instead of waiting for it from other people, I learned how to do it on my own. Because again, I learned that no one is ever gonna love me more than the way I should love myself. So I started giving myself a lot of reassurance and my blog back up. Tomorrow I went back to school and graduated. The other day I'm doing all these media tours on TV. The other day, I'm writing more than I have in the last 2 years. My podcast is up. My business is up. I have new, encouraging myself. And every little milestone will build to the next one. Like today, I got people around me who encourage me and love me. I was able to talk to my family. Like things just started picking up for me as days went by. And how I achieved this was through first accepting that I had a problem and agreeing to work on it. Something else I do is I write down everything I need to get done. Whether it's gonna get achieved in 20 years or in 2 days, it's okay. Everything has its time, but I try to be very patient with myself. And I write it down to just, you know, push me to do better. So I was already ticking the things up that I had achieved and I had done and I had managed to get through. And I feel like I got myself to a position in my life where I was finally happy and things were looking up. Like, make new friends and keep them because I didn't want anyone in my life who didn't know what was going on. I had worked on my depression, but I had a long way to go with the anxiety. I was still unable to be around people. I was unable to. The anxiety was really bad because still I couldn't be around my friends. Some of them understood. Some of them are still angry at me. Mpakasai, but too bad. There's nothing I can do. Kitambo, I used to feel very guilty, nikijambia. I have to show up for my friend kwa sababu yeye ange do the same for me, but nili realize mental health yangu ni important kuliko birthday party zote na sijui nini zo zenye nafaa kuenda. Until I'm okay, until I'm healed, until I'm able to be comfortable around my surroundings, then towards the end of 2019, I was extremely happy. Okay, I was happy with myself, rather. I was at peace, but I knew I had a lot of work to do. I can't choose anything else other than myself. Right now, I know how to choose myself. I know how to love myself. I know how to put my needs before everyone else's. People who knew me before 2016 know that I was very unable to do this. I'm such a yes man. I'm always willing to go out for everyone else. And it always broke my heart because I never got that reciprocation. But right now, I only let people into my life who understand that I'm big on reciprocation. It's not a kind of, you know, conditional situation. It's just that I know what I want for myself and I know what's good for myself. I do not want to be in any one-sided relationships at all, be it family, be it friendships or romantic. I'm very big on being around people who have big hearts, people who are loving and willing to share and help all the time, because that's how I am. So that's the only kind of people I strive to surround myself with, because it's easier to feel love in that environment and give love and just be myself without feeling like I have to hold back or ati wacha ni simpende kwa sababu hata nipenda hivyo. No, I just want to be able to love without, you know, being scared about, am I gonna get that back? Am I gonna feel loved as well? So I'm just gonna run down again for you what I did. First, I actively had to accept that I had a problem and get willing to work on it. Second, I took time to just learn and understand what I was going through and what I was feeling. And, you know, it takes a lot of acceptance and a lot of courage to just be brave over everything. Then I wrote down the goals I wanted to achieve towards getting rid of depression and anxiety, and I actively worked towards them. If it meant dropping people who weren't helping my situation or who made me feel worse, I did that. This includes family and jobs and everything. Everything that was not fulfilling my heart or doing for me what I needed in my life, I dropped, because I did not need any negativity. I just like to be surrounded by love and good feelings, because I know just a lot of things. I realize that when I hang out with this person, I get way more sad. My heart breaks. I feel so bad. Or when I go to this place, it reminds me of this. It makes me feel like this, etc. So I dropped all of that, including friends. And this is important because you need to realize that the people you hang around every day play a huge part in who you end up becoming. I've seen this because it's rubbed off on me in so many ways, and I've just been trying, like actively trying to get to know who I am and what I like. And I realized I used to do so many things because of my friends, and I wasn't really that type of person. So now that I know who I am and what I like, I'm able to make decisions better even. I'm able to say, no, I'm not gonna come. No, I'm not gonna do this. No, I don't want this. Yes, I'm gonna go this far. etc. And being around people who encourage me, empower me, support me, speak life into me, are kind to me, show me so much love, it's really changed even how I treat other people as a person. Because I receive all this love, and it's very difficult for me to be hateful towards someone else, because I already know what love feels like, what genuine love feels like. Please drop partners and friends and everyone that pushes you to be a horrible person, and including yourself. If you are not kind to yourself and to other people, then you have to work on that. Triggers get me to a very dark place. And my triggers were especially even romantic relationships. you cannot be with a narcissist or a bully or an asshole or just someone who's horrible and think it's not gonna rub off on you. You cannot keep such people as your friends and think it's not gonna rub off on you. And you cannot give such excuses such as, unajua no Roberta anakuanga hivyo, but akiwa na mimi hakuanga hivyo. You need to just make decisions that are good for yourself. Because one way, you might not notice it, but it will rub off on you. In regards to the last episode I put up about anxiety taking over, it's something I can control now. It's not something that happens to me often anymore. Actually, this is the first time it was happening to me in over 5 to 6 months. I've been very peaceful, I've been very happy, but now I realize what my trigger is. And I decided to work on it because I know what took me to that point I was at. So now I'm able to work on it. I've got so many DMs, so many messages about people asking me to speak on this, like how I've managed my anxiety and everything. And I think this is mostly what I do. And of course, I smoke a lot of weed, especially when I feel an attack coming on. Or when I feel the pressure in my chest or the lightheadedness, I do that and it helps me relax. It helps me a lot. I do a lot of meditation. I've gotten into a lot of hobbies that distract me. I'm back on my blog. I've just got a lot of things going on that make me feel fulfilled in my life. And it makes me very happy and it makes me very relaxed. So I'd suggest, you know, you find something that you love doing as well. If I get more things that I haven't maybe talked about in this episode, I'm definitely gonna update it. But so far, that's my little story about what happened and how I got to deal with depression and anxiety. And I'd say right now, I've come such a long way. Looking back, I can see the progress I've made and I'm happy with myself. I'm very happy. I'm at a point in my life where I'm very content. I'm very happy with how things are going. I hope this is gonna help. Feel free to ask me any questions about, you know, what you feel, what you're going through and everything. And I'll try my best to help. So please remember to stay safe and choose yourself. Love yourself. I love you guys so much. Bye-bye.